Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 43. You can't swing a dead cat, as they say, without hitting a study about something. There's a lot of studies that are not being done. We have so many studies being done, but there's a lot of studies that need to be done that are not being done. Anyway, a study that was done was talking about binge watching and how it's probably not healthy for us. Looking straight up at the study, it's like, well, duh. I mean, we can find, you know, it's pretty logical that binge watching television shows is probably not good for us. This one was looking at the emotional aspects and kind of around depression. And again, I haven't really researched, like re-researched the study, so I'm going off of what I heard. But basically talking about that people tend to be more depressed. And I don't remember if they talked about antisocial too much in there, but they were discussing depression. They were saying, interestingly enough, that people like 55 and over can more successfully binge watch shows and not have like negative depression and other effects around it, which also interesting. Curious why that is. What in one's later life, is it in the later life of a person's years that make it more okay or doable? Or is it the generation for which they grew up in? Do they have better self-care? They can binge watch and then kind of feed the antecedent to themselves and compensate for that by physically moving or other aspects of their life. They didn't go into that, sadly, at all. That would be my next question. Let's talk about why this is. But so first of all, okay, so good to know about the depression, something, it doesn't do great things for us to binge watch. On the face of it, binge watching, bad. Typically what that means is we're sitting, so we're not physically moving while we're binge watching a day's episodes of whatever. And if you think you went out for your early morning run, if you look at the studies around that, that doesn't just compensate for that either. You're also probably not eating great food while you're sitting there, and you're probably eating more food. So these are all things that we kind of know of why binge watching is dangerous. And then you're sitting there and you're an object in motion stays in motion or not. And well, might as well order pizza for supper. And then you eat pizza, watch the rest of your show, and then poof. Do you go out for the evening run? So here's my multiple proposals. If you're watching a DVD, every DVD you watch of Netflix, for instance, you have to do a workout DVD, and then you can watch your next show DVD. We could set up Netflix, so every four shows you have to watch, you know, they send you to the workout channel, and then you have to like do that, and then put motion sensors on your TV. See, it's all these great ideas that I don't ever want to happen for the invasiveness in our home, but I'm still going to suggest them anyway. Motion sensors, so you don't get to watch the next shows until you actually physically move and your TV's little sensors can see that you're moving, right? Maybe you have a setting that the music channel pops up, so you don't get the DVDs or the workout videos, but you get some good moving music that forces you to do that for a while. Or the other thing, again, talking about home invasion, we've got all these smart TVs, right? They know how many shows we're watching, etc. So you could have it where, and again, I totally don't want this, but it's an interesting idea. You've watched a bunch of binge watching, and then poof, all of a sudden on your screen pops up a therapist to find out how you're doing and why you're binge watching and what's going on. And then you have a little therapy session for a while. So we could do that. That would also be very interesting and helpful and scary. Nonetheless, and if you want to get past all of this, like you have to pay a ton of money and then prove, you know, go to therapy to determine by good therapists, not crappy therapists, really good therapists, to determine that you can handle your binge watching or that you don't do it so ridiculously much, right? That binge watching is an unusual thing for you, not a way of life. Or we could, you know, you can binge watch, but the treadmill or the bike or whatever has to be like in front of your television and it has to be hooked up and let, you don't have to move super fast, but you know, you just gotta move. So you gotta earn your binge watching. Like, We have a country of healthcare crisis, of weight issues and lack of fitness. So why not do something creative to get over it? And yes, there needs to be allotments made for if you are not, you know, if you have a disability and you can't ride a bike, or if you're sick and you need to, like, you know, you're binge watching because you just need to zone out. Like, okay, there needs to totally be allowances for that. Absolutely. Very important. I don't do much binge watching, but that is when I do my binge watching. And though I think these are interesting ideas, I also am a big fan of privacy and do not want my TV to be as hooked up in my, or as paying attention to what's going on in my house as I am suggesting, but who knows what's already going on there anyway. Not that that's a good thing, but can we use it for good instead of just marketing research? Like, if they're really recording everything that we're saying, can we possibly use it for good in some fashion? I don't know. It's a little scary. It would just be nice if we could use things for good and there wouldn't have to be the negative of control and all of that stuff that go with it. If we could just altruistic, let's make everything better instead of power grabbing. Anyway, just my theory of my personal unrealistic utopia. And it's sort of sad that it is an unrealistic utopia. Like, we look at that and we go, yeah, that'll never happen. Well, that's kind of stupid and sad and wrong, and that human beings are just built to grab power and that we can't do just good things for the sake of doing good things. That we need to shift our attitude about that. Hold people to higher standards instead of just accept the crap and the control. Good luck with that. But see, there we go. We all just default back. So how do we do it? How do we do it? That's my question. Anyway, still, the point being, if somebody wants to make this sci-fi movie where you can't binge watch, I don't know. I think it could be an interesting reality TV show. So if we're going to have reality TV shows, there we go. Let's not just put people on The Biggest Loser, but let's actually do something that might inspire people. We don't really want people controlling our TVs and knowing what we're doing in our house, but can we inspire people to hook that TV up to the generator? Or can we, you know, and then the bike has to produce like the enough electricity to make the TV go or whatever. I'm just saying, we got some options here. We should use them. So you're welcome, whoever makes that television show or whoever makes the reality show, please give me some credit. I'm here. Hello. Hello. Give me some credit. A shout out in a form of a check is always appreciated. I'm sure you fully understand. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon. Reach out on Facebook, especially if you're going to create that television show, at Mornings with a Stranger, @ Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. Peace out.